This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. This recording is by Mark Smith of Simpsonville, South Carolina. Uncle Remus by Joel Chandler Harris. Chapter 18, Mr. Rabbit Finds His Match at Last.
It looked like to me that I led on the other night, that in them days when the creatures was sauntering round, same like folks, none of them was brash enough for to catch up with Br'er Rabbit, remarked Uncle Remus reflectively.
Yes, replied the little boy, that's what you said.
Well then, continued the old man with unction, there's where my members get out, 'cause Br'er Rabbit did get caught up with. And it cool him off like pouring spring water on one of these yere biggity fasses.
How was that, Uncle Remus? Asked the little boy.
Well, one day, when Br'er Rabbit was going lippity-clippitin' down the road, he meet up with old Br'er Terrapin, and after they passed the time of day with one another, Br'er Rabbit, he allowed that he was much obliged to Br'er Terrapin for the hand he took in the rumpus that they had down at Miss Meadows's.
When he dropped off of the water shelf on the fox's head, suggested the little boy.
That's the same time, honey. Then Br'er Terrapin allowed that Br'er Fox run mighty fast that day, but that if he'd had been after him instead of Br'er Rabbit, he'd have caught him. Br'er Rabbit say he could have caught him himself, but he didn't care about leaving the ladies. They keep on talking, they did, till by and by they got a disputin' about which was the swiftest. Br'er Rabbit, he say he can outrun Br'er Terrapin, and Br'er Terrapin, he just vowed that he can outrun Br'er Rabbit. And up and down they had it, till first news you know, Br'er Terrapin say he got a $50 bill in the chink of the chimbley at home, and that bill done told him that he could beat Br'er Rabbit in a fair race. Then Br'er Rabbit say he got a $50 bill what say that he can leave Br'er Terrapin so fur behind that he could sow barley as he went along, and he'd be ripe enough for the cut by the time Br'er Terrapin passed that way. Anyhow, they make the bet, and he put up the money, and old Br'er Tucky Buzzard, he was summoned for to be the judge and the stakeholder. And 'twant long for all the arrangements was made. The race was a 5-mile heat, and the ground was measured off, and at the end of every mile, a post was stuck up. Br'er Rabbit was to run down the big road, and Br'er Terrapin, he say he galloped through the woods. Folks told him he could get along faster in the road, but old Br'er Terrapin, he'd know what he'd do it. Miss Meadows and the gals, and most all the neighbors, got wind of the fun, and when the day was sought, they determined for to be on hand. Br'er Rabbit, he train himself every day, and he skip over the ground just as gaily as a June cricket. Old Br'er Terrapin, he lay low in the swamp. He had a wife and 3 chillens, old Br'er Terrapin did, and they was all the very spittin' image of the old man. Anybody what know one from the other got to take a spyglass, and then they're liable for to get fooled. That's the way Martyr stands will day of the race. And on that day, old Br'er Terrapin and his old woman and his 3 chillens, they got up for sunup and went to the place. The old woman, she took a stand nigh the first milepost, she did, and the chillens nigh the others, up to the last. And there, old Br'er Terrapin, he took his stand. By and by, here come the folks. Judge Buzzard, he come, and Miss Meadows and the gals, they come. and then here come Brer Rabbit with ribbons tied round his neck and streaming from his ears. The folks all went to the other end of the track fur to see how they'd come out. When the time come, Judge Buzzard strut round and pull out his watch and holler out, "Gents, is you ready?" Brer Rabbit, he say, "Yes." And old Miss Terrapin holler, "Go," from the edge of the woods. Brer Rabbit, he lit out on the race, and old Miss Terrapin, she put out for home. Judge Buzzard, he riz and skimmed long for to see that the race was run far. When Brer Rabbit got to the first milepost, one of the Terrapin chillens crawl out of the woods, he did, and make for the place. Brer Rabbit, he holler out, "Where is you, Brer Terrapin?" "Here I come a-bulgin'," says the Terrapin, says he. Brer Rabbit's so glad he's ahead that he put out harder than ever, and the Terrapin, he make for home. When he come to the next post, another Terrapin crawled out of the woods. "Where is you, Brer Terrapin?" says Brer Rabbit, says he. "Here I come a-bilin'," says the Terrapin, says he. Brer Rabbit, he lit out, he did, and come to the next post, and there was another Terrapin. Then he come to the next, and there was a Terrapin. Then he had one more mile for the run, and he feel like he getting bust. By and by, old Brer Terrapin look way off down the road, and he see Judge Buzzard sailing along, and he know it's time for him to be up. So he scramble out of the woods, and roll across the ditch, and shuffle through the crowd of folks, and get to the milepost, and crawl behind it. By and by, first news you know, here comes Brer Rabbit. He look round, he don't see Brer Terrapin, and then he squall out, "Give me the money, Brer Buzzard, give me the money." Then Miss Meadows and the gals, they holler and laugh fit to kill themselves. And old Brer Terrapin, he raise up from behind the post and says he, "If you give me time fur to catch my breath, gents and ladies, one and all, I spec I'll finger dat money myself," says he. And sure enough, Brer Terrapin tied a purse around his neck and skedaddle off home. "But Uncle Remus," said the little boy dolefully, "that was cheating." "Course, honey. The creature's gun to cheat, and the folks tuck it up, and it keep on spreading. It mighty catching. And you mind your eye, honey, that somebody don't cheat you fore your hair get gray as this old nigger's." End of chapter.